All right. Awesome.
Hello, and welcome back to season two of the Discover Virginia Beach podcast. This season, we are expanding our search to everything in and around the Virginia Beach area and sticking to the theme of expansion. We have on our show today, Alejandra Braun, or you can just call her Allie, the owner of Freckled Fun. She literally runs the premier party planning service, specializing in one of the most undervalued resources for a good party, the balloon itself. I'm super excited for today's conversation. Allie, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we would love to start off our conversation today the same way we do with all of our guests. Can you please share how you came to the Virginia Beach area? And of course, what led you to stick around?
Yeah. So I ended up here like most because I was a Navy brat. And I ended up staying here. My parents actually ended up moving away. They ended up back in Florida. And I just loved it here. I've moved everywhere. I've lived in San Diego, California, Florida, Massachusetts, you name it, moving around. And I just loved it here. It had all the things that I needed, like 3 hours I can be at the mountains. I can be at the beach. I can feel like I'm a little bit, you know, in a bigger city if I go to Norfolk. So it's just like I loved it here. It was a great place to raise my kids.
Wonderful. And I appreciate you sharing that, especially of all the folks I talk to that are thinking about moving to Virginia Beach. And I'm like, hey, you should come. And they're like, I'm considering Florida. I'm going to make sure and send them this episode because I like Florida. I appreciate Florida. But, you know, like you said, it's definitely a good place to call home here in the Virginia Beach.
And also not too much traffic. Like traffic was a huge thing for me. That's one of the reasons why Florida was always out.
I love that. And I appreciate you sharing that, Allie. So what got you interested in throwing parties in general? Can you tell us about maybe the first party unofficially that you threw? And, you know, when you kind of realized, you know, that that's what you wanted to do?
So I've always, you know, worked in a little bit less of a, you know, hands-on kind of job. Like I've always done a lot of like sales and stuff. And it was my way to kind of get my creativity out there was always to do things with my kids. So whether it's just like little ideas with them here and there, their parties. So my best friend was having her baby and she's like, hey, can you help me put together our birthday, like a little baby shower? And I was like, for sure. We ended up building a hexagon for it. And my first balloon garland did not go as planned. I did it all by mouth, 150 balloons. And I was like, no, this cannot be it. Like, there's no way. This takes so long. And obviously, you know, we've come a long way from that. But I loved it. I was like, I love being able to put this together for someone, them seeing it and it coming to life. And at that point, it was actually during COVID that all of this happened. And I think a lot of our creative side came out a lot during COVID. You know, there was a lot less to do. And I realized how much I really enjoyed it. And then I realized, wow, not only do I enjoy it, but I can actually make a living doing this. And that's kind of when Freckle Fun began.
Wow, that's a very kind thing to do for your friend. I know I've been at a few birthday parties and, you know, they'll hand me the plastic bag of balloons and I'll blow up a couple, you know, to be a good spirited friend. But 150 balloons. Yeah. Wow. I mean, talk about an initiation for your next job. Allie, for those listeners, and I will admit, I did not know what this was either until I had to Google search it. But would you mind explaining a little bit about what this hexagon is and how it facilitates the balloon preparation?
Okay. So I have a lot of rentals and that was my first rental, I guess, that I ever started. It's a wooden hexagon. A lot of people use it for like weddings. They use it as arches, arbors. I was surprised how much like it was something that people actually acquire for. I didn't realize that a lot of the wedding venues didn't actually facilitate these things within their packages. And some do and some don't, but I realized like, actually I can do this. This is great. And then, you know, a little more of rentals came along the way. I started doing more circle arches and I kind of spanned it out and realized, you know, where there was a little more to have and add to, the things that I had. So ended up adding a lot more stuff, but, the hexagon is still a great one that we used a lot, especially for weddings. Honestly, that one's used a lot for weddings, more now.
And so the hexagon itself is a frame that you position the balloons on, correct?
So it's like a wooden structure. You put it together and you can put the balloons on it. We have a circle one. I have like a half moon. So now we have a lot of different, you know, shapes and stuff. But the balloons can actually go on anything. They can go on a wall. It just depends on, you know, what it is that the person is looking for.
Sure, sure. So flash forward to this baby shower. You do a wonderful thing for your friend. Your friend's like, hey, this was awesome, because our friends always tell us the truth, right? Yeah. whether it's positive or negative, they're going to tell us straight up, you know, what they enjoy about us or not. You decide to go and start a business. How did that come about from this baby shower to then, okay, now I'm going to sell balloons?
So it wasn't the balloons, I think, that I was in love with at that point, because 150 to do by yourself was definitely not something it was not like a, you know, I definitely didn't, it was not love at first sight. But so while we were there at the baby shower, her mother-in-law actually goes, hey, my neighbor would love to rent this hexagon from you. Is that something that you'd be willing to do? And I was like, well, honestly, she can just borrow it. It's not a big deal. And my friend's like, dude, this is like a business. You should really like look into this. I mean, if people right now just saw it and were like, hey, I'm interested in using this, can you imagine if you really started doing social media about it and kind of marketing? She was like, I think it could go a long way. And I was very afraid at first. I think it's really hard to step into something that's brand new to you. I think a lot of the time, like in the beginning, I had really bad like imposter syndrome of like, oh, am I doing this? Am I not? You know, and it was, I think it, as time went on, more parties I put under my belt, the more secure I felt with the things that I was offering. But really, it just kind of, I was like, hey, I would love to do this. I've always wanted to have my own business. I was petrified, not going to lie. I was like, there's so much paperwork. I have to go do this. I have to go do that. But then I realized I enjoy it. So let's do it. Like, why not? I just moved forward with it. It was a very slow starting process. I will say that I was very scared to do my first official party. But it came out beautiful and it was great. And the client was so happy and they were like, oh my God, this is amazing. And at that moment, I think that's when I fell in love with the idea of really doing something for someone else. Cause my friend, you know, I wasn't like as scared to do something for her.
Right.
But when it was someone that I didn't know that had found me and reached out to me, you know, I think my goal is always to go above and beyond. I never want to deliver less than what I've promised. And I think at that moment when I realized how like fulfilled I was after it, that I was like, I love this. I have to like continue to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And so from the, it sounds like you were in the sales and marketing field. So you're familiar enough with business to know like, okay, my debits and my credits, they have to match. I can't spend more than I make. I have to make sure I set the right price for the value of the service plus my time.
And that was hard at first.
Yeah.
That was definitely hard.
Absolutely.
Mostly because I think you have to see what your surrounding area is doing, you know, you have so many other businesses that are kind of doing similar things, but obviously what they do is very different from the next person and the next person. Every single person out there that is an event planner or a balloon artist, I will say, has their own spin to things. Like I can see a balloon arch and know who it came from most of the times, just because there's little things that you know that those people do. And it's kind of fun to be able to like, you know, kind of have your own take on it. You know, people will send me pictures and say, hey, I want to do this. And I'll always say like, I'm not going to like copy and paste it because that's someone else's art. You know, I was like, but we can do something very similar to it with like our own spin on it. Mostly because, you know, I do see it as like it is to me like art, like you are putting something together. And
Sounds like what a tattoo artist might say.
Like, you know, we'll put our own spin on it. We'll recreate as much as we can, but it will, you know, I'll never be a copy and paste.
Sure, sure. So when you say that, and after this, I'd love to dig into your first event a little bit more.
Yeah.
Say putting your own unique twist on it. So if, you know, there are tons of balloon companies, just like there are tons of podcasts here in the Virginia Beach area.
Yeah.
If you were to line them up and say, hey, this is the freckled fun I'm talking about. When we do our parties, we do our events, what's that unique touch or that unique twist that you offer that people, when they look a little bit further into the details, know like, hey, that's Allie's work.
Okay. So I will say I have two things. One thing, I would say that this is not so much if you saw it. One of the things that really got me started into doing this was also being able to provide people a party within a budget that fits for them. So I've never been, you know, there's companies out there, which is fine, that are very like, hey, this is how much it is and this is it, and this is all you're going to get. I'm different. When I started everything, it used to be called Freckle Frugal Fun. I ended up dropping the frugal part. But part of it was that I wanted people to be able to have beautiful parties that were affordable. And it was like, how do we make this happen? Like, tell me your budget and then show me what you want. And then let me tell you what you can actually get out of this versus just writing someone off because they said, hey, I can only spend $200 on balloons. And me being like, well, no, that's not worth it. I'm not doing it. You know? So that was kind of the first thing that I think is different within, you know, my approach with clients in general. And then the second thing is I really have honed in on using my own techniques when it comes to like my quads and like putting them together. I've gone through so much trial and error when, you know, putting my garlands together. In the beginning, you know, you're learning and you're like, oh, let me use rope. Let me use 260s. Let me use this. So I feel like now I've come up with a way to make my garlands look very full, making sure that you're adding the little balloons. So I think that's part of it. If you look at it, you're like, okay, you can definitely see that the colors are good quality balloons. And another thing is they last forever. I love that. You know, currently I have a balloon garland that's been going on for like a month and a half, and it still looks brand new right now.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, just putting good quality together balloons, and really just putting a lot of effort into making it look seamless.
That's interesting. So you can actually reuse the balloon structures each time?
So not the balloons itself. So right now I have two. So for my child's school, we do a lot of like themed balloons. So right now it's like the Thanksgiving one, but sure, we just took down the Halloween one. But the Halloween one lasted the whole month of Halloween because it was indoors.
Sure.
So stuff like that. Like another balloon garland right now is at my office, and it's been there like since the beginning of October, and it still looks up. So
sorry, stuff like you cut out there. You said it still looks fire and beautiful.
Yeah,
and
the best. It's still fresh. Like it looks beautiful. Yeah. It's still up there. And honestly, a lot of trial and error. I will say that. There's sure been a lot of trial and error, even with, you know, the spray that you use on them. There's just so much that goes into it, and you don't know until you start making them.
Right. Are you a big numbers person?
I'm not a big numbers person. I feel like I think I'm more of like I'm definitely a type A when it comes to a lot of things.
So you know the average number of how many
yes
have you thrown? How many have you thrown?
So last year I did 100 parties.
Parties. And
yes.
How many hours does that equate to? Because we know the party of you show up, you eat the cake, you sing the song, and you go home like an hour max. What does a party time look like for you?
So I will say, honestly, each balloon garland, obviously, depending on average time of how, I would say an average number of footage that most people get is at least 8 feet. That's like an average, if not more. So I would say 45 minutes putting it together, maybe an hour, depending on how intricate it is and if there's foils involved. Foils definitely make it, you know, a little longer. And then I would say setup can be anywhere. Honestly, setup to me is so funny. It can be anywhere from, it can take me 30 minutes to put it up.
Sure.
Or I can get there and it's windy. It's like all of the things aren't going right. Nothing's sticking.
If they're running around, correctly,
yeah. And it's like an hour and a half. So I always say, no matter how small the garland is, like I just need like a 2 hour window to put it all together. Okay. Depending on how small it is. I mean, if I'm coming in with 30 feet of balloon, we're going to need a lot more time than that. Cause you have your ladders, you have to take everything out. And it's so funny how quickly time goes. And I guess when you're a perfectionist, cause I really am, I will look at the garland like 15 times and just move the little balloons. I'm like, no, that's gotta go there. This has gotta go here. And until I don't feel like it looks exactly how I want it to look, I won't leave. So time kind of just goes.
I love it. I mean, that just shows the dedication to the craft because you do want it to be perfect. And we'll dive into your values here in a minute, but I love the flashback to that first event, the one where they called you up, you were had that imposter syndrome. You were maybe like, I know how to run a business, but I also haven't done it quite yet. Take us back to that moment. What were your thoughts and how did that first event go from looking now back to that?
I was so scared. I'm not going to lie. I was so scared. I was petrified. I was so nervous. And I can talk to people so well. Like, that's basically my job. You know, I sit down and I talk to people every day about anything. And I'm always feeling comfortable doing that. But at this moment, it was like, I just clamped up. I was just like, okay, I just got to get in there. I got to get all these things out there and I'm going to make it beautiful. I think what the hardest part is for me, even to this day, honestly, is when people like just stand there while you're setting up. Sure. That to me is so nerve-wracking. I'm like, what are they looking at? Did I do something wrong? Obviously not as much now. I think now people just love looking at it, setting up, because they're like mesmerized. They're like, oh my God. They're like, this is so cool, you know? But then I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening? So as I'm setting it all up, I'm putting it together. The kiddos came out. It was like a little kid's birthday party. And they were like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, we got this. We can do this. I don't think I honestly like took it all in or took my last breath until I was there picking it all up and I was back at home. Like, sure. It just didn't even hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, should I do that? Did I really do that? But it was all exhilarating. And I think that was even more of the reason why I loved it, you know? Like the idea of, well, if something does come up, because it does, when you're setting up parties, anything can happen and you have to pivot and you have to be willing to just kind of think on the spot, hey, how can I do for this to work or for me to fix this, or navigating like those situations. So that can be difficult, but I do love that too. Like thinking on your feet, being ready to go. And that has also helped me, you know, learn down the road to be prepared in certain situations. Like, one thing that I will say that I despise as a balloon artist is when. I hate when.
is that your biggest enemy? Yes.
It's so windy and you're just like, please stop. Please stop. But I've gotten so much better at it. And I have like a lot of tools now in place to make sure that it doesn't matter what the weather is. But in the beginning, I mean, I used to look at the weather every day for a party. I'm like, oh God, is the wind going down? What is happening? You know, it was like, I was petrified. But now, like I said, with time and learning more and having, you know, a little more under my belt, I feel confident enough now with weather and whatnot.
Interesting. So you've really honed your craft of exactly all of these different techniques. And I don't want to give away your secret formula here, Allie, but I do want to maybe share some insight, because you're not just a drop it off and leave kind of party planner. You are the one that's like sticking around, perfecting it. You're picking it up. So like, this is a done for you service. Would you mind, for those who may have never heard of your business before, what does the, where's the business located? If there's an office or what's the process of ordering? And then share with us your products and service that you do offer, regardless of their budget.
Okay, awesome. So what I will say is, so I don't have a brick and mortar. I'm based off of online. Everything gets done here at my house. And then obviously I do have like a little, you know, storage unit that has everything in it. All of my pickups are done here from my house. If people do pickups, a lot of the times if I can't go and install or I don't have any of my installers that are available to go do it, then the balloon garland becomes a pickup most of the time. They'll just say, hey, can we pick it up? I love and hate pickups for that reason. The reason is that I can't be there to perfect it the way that I wanted to. And think shift like anything in the car. I mean, they're balloons, you know, they pick up everything.
Cars shifting around.
Yeah. I mean, you're stuffing them into a vehicle and then taking them out. Things are going to like get switched around. So while I love the idea of someone being able to pick it up, and it's actually helpful for their budget if they can pick it up, because they can cut out that cost, then I'm always willing to do it. I am also so like meticulous about it with them, I will get on a FaceTime with someone while they're setting it up and walk them through the whole process. I will say, hey, move that little balloon, move this little balloon. I can't tell you how many times. At one point, I actually drove to this girl's house and I was like, I'm just going to set it up for you. I can't do this anymore. Because I was like, you're not going to post this picture and it's going to look awful. I'm like, we're going to make it happen. And I literally went there and I just did it. And I said, don't even worry about it. I just like want it to look good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and all of your pictures on Instagram look great. I'll put a link in the show notes for all your social platforms. That way folks can go and follow you and see all the cool stuff you're making. So it sounds like you have a team underneath you, or at least some people helping out. You had mentioned installers as well. How big is your team?
I only have two people right now, and we're all moms. So how this all started is I'm a mom of three.
Even better. Not just all moms. You are all moms. I love that.
And, you know, I have had friends who were like, hey, you know, we've been looking. I had a friend who was a stay-at-home mom and she was like, hey, I really wanted to like branch out and kind of have something that's on my own. She's like, have you ever wanted to maybe have somebody come under you? And that was really hard in itself. I think that also was a learning curve and a growing pain / goal of mine is to have a lot more people under me. But I also have to learn how to like let go a little bit, because I can't always be there for everything, you know? So it's almost like, hey, come with me. Let me show you what I do. And then let's make sure that you can do it too. And because I want to make sure that the client gets the best, you know? Like I would hate for someone to say, oh, I can tell that Allie didn't do the setup. It was like someone that works with her. You know, I don't want that. Like I want it to be an overall achieved goal for everyone. So that was kind of a big part for it. For the first couple of times they went with me, I've only had one go out on their own. And they did great. It was fine. And honestly, I'm kind of like doing a little more of that. Like I said, we're still growing. So that is also a growing pain, kind of like learning how to let go, perfecting it and being able to help them too. So they feel like they're doing a good job and they don't feel like, hey, what am I doing? You know? Sure. So that was part of it. Another thing that you had asked me for like pricing and how you go about ordering. So if you go online, www.frecklefund.com, it's going to be my website. You actually can go on there and fill out forms if you're looking for rentals, if you're looking for balloons. It has step by step. So it says like step one, how big are you looking for? Step two, pick your color. Step three, add any foils. Step four, and then you'll get an invoice from me that has a quoted price. Now, if you're like, hey, I only want to spend $200 on balloons, what can I get? And this is it. That's kind of where we get into the nitty gritty and I get on a phone call with you and we kind of just exchange ideas until we come up with something that you would like. But yeah. Wow.
I love seamless. That, Allie. And that's such an integral part of business is being able to not only adapt to pricing, right? Especially in a post-COVID world where it seems like every day things are more and more expensive, but still giving people an opportunity to throw that special event, make that special day happen, regardless of the cost of balloons that day. And on another note, you know, it shows just your the way in which you've grown your business is very commendable too, because you know, part of being a business owner is being able to delegate, right? And still getting the same results. So as long as those people are getting the training and the attention and time that, you know, you give your craft, I mean, that can only propel you forward. So just commending you on that, Allie, that's fantastic. Well, I'm super excited to dive into this next section. And I know you got to get back to all the parties going on. So this will be our last section followed by a rapid fire. But Allie, community is a big part of this podcast, and as well as the influence that it's had on me on sharing other people's stories. Would you mind sharing how community has played a part in the way in which you do business, and maybe share a few examples of the feedback that you've gotten from maybe not so perfect events that help propel your business and services forward?
Okay, awesome. So I will say community has been great. Honestly, all of my business has been very organic, and that wouldn't be without like the community that we have around us. Whether it's, you know, I have donated a couple of balloon arches to my kiddo's school And that in itself has paid itself forward because people have reached out and word of mouth gets around, and then, you know, it just happens. I ended up, you know, doing a balloon arch for a country club, and they reached out to me, and now it's become something that has helped because I just did one. I did my best that I could, and that in itself has created its own community that I know will now reach out to me. And they're like, hey, this is our balloon girl. And I love that. I love when people are like, hey, I just called you up because my friend, I told her I have my balloon girl and it was you. So she's going to reach out to you. And I'm like, I love that. I just love that people have had really good experiences that they feel good enough to like send me to their friends or whoever. I wouldn't say not positive. I feel like everything that I've heard back, whether it's positive or something that I could have done better, I've always taken it as a positive because it's only me being able to shift that focus and make it better.
Constructive, right?
And yeah,
it just helps you get better.
Yes. Absolutely. I've never like heard someone say something back to me and me be like, oh, why? But just, hey, I can do better. The win. That was one of them. And she was like, hey, you know, next time maybe like have something in place, no matter if the weather changes. And it was so true. And it was like something that I did have to pivot and learn to deal with. Another thing that I have learned, and this wasn't so much someone saying something to me, but something that I've learned with foils in general. Foils tend to be very tricky sometimes, especially when people are doing pickups with them. So being able to always be ready to go and have a second one in case something happens. That has also been something I've learned. And another thing I would say is making sure that the client understands that what we're delivering. I remember one time I showed up with the hexagon and I set it up and they thought that it was like a little hexagon that you would put like on a table.
Oh,
and here I come in with like a 10, like an 8-foot hexagon. And they're like, oh my God, that's a lot bigger than we thought. And I don't know why I didn't know that I like was like, hey, this is an 8-foot hexagon. Cause in pictures you can tell, but I guess maybe, you know, if they hadn't looked at the pictures and they were just thinking of a hexagon, they loved it. They were stoked. They thought they were paying for a little hexagon. So when that came in, they were very happy about it. But I think my communication skills have gotten a lot better in making sure that people understand and sending like vision boards and sending them visuals so they can understand what it is. Colors. Also, I've learned this. We all see colors very differently. So you and I see colors differently than like I will show color to my daughter and she's like, that's green. And I'm like, no, that's blue, you know? So making sure that when I'm sending these colors, I have them in the best lighting. Outdoor lighting and indoor lighting will affect the way that the balloon looks. If I show you a balloon right now and it's in outside, it's going to look a little different than if it was inside and there was no direct sunlight on it.
Sure. Yeah.
So little things like that, making sure I'm like, hey, if it's an outdoor, I'm like, let me make sure I send you a picture of it outdoor so you see what it's going to look like versus if I send it to you in my house right now where there's no light hitting. So making sure that the color schemes are, you know, what people want it to be. And that has gotten easier also with time. Like people will send me something and now I'll look at it and I know like, oh, that's that color, this color and that color. But that also came with experience and doing multiple parties.
Sure. I mean, 100 parties last year is incredible. And just the fact that you've really been able to figure out, because we've all been there. We go to Party City and we're, you know, trying to cut costs and we look at the discounted, oh, these are black balloons or dark green, and you blow them up and it's like light gray or light green. It's like, I didn't know that once they expanded, of course, I'm no master of balloons like yourself. You've really crafted and honed in on those color schemes, which is very, very impressive. Wow, I did not know that. Allie, this has been a very enlightening conversation. I really appreciate it. We're going to shift on to our next segment, our rapid fire question. These questions are light and fast, rapid fire. Are you ready?
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Perfect. Awesome. So Allie, when it comes to balloon blowing in general, do you have a certain type of balloon or place that you get your balloons from?
Yes, I get them. I get them from a distributor, and my favorite brands are Tuftex, Qualitex, Bellatex, and Calisan is actually doing a really great job now with their balloons.
Wonderful, wonderful. When it comes to discovering the Virginia Beach area, do you have a preferred place you like to go and take the kiddos and maybe treat yourself for some lunch or a late afternoon snack of any kind?
Love Taste Unlimited. We were just there yesterday. Love taking the kids there to play outside.
Love Taste.
Get some sandwiches. Love Bay Local. And now that they have all the games outside, love those. Just honestly, any brunch spot and sandwich spot, I'm happy. And they're all local, so it's great.
Perfect, perfect. And last one for you. When it comes to planning an event in general, if there was one factor, and I know you've already mentioned this, so I'm gonna scratch this answer from your list. If there's one factor that you can control besides the weather every single time, what would it be and why?
If there's one factor I could control. The timing. If I could somehow make sure that when I get in there, I can get it done within like a set time. Like let's say I go in there, I'm like 45 minutes. I know nothing's going to change and everything's going to be able to be done in 45 minutes and nothing is going to come up. That would be awesome. But everything always does kind of change and shift, but that would be ideal. That is the ideal. I also start a timer every single time to time myself.
Okay. Gotcha.
To make sure that I'm not. Because sometimes, like I said, I can be a perfectionist and, you know, I'll have someone with me and they're like, no, it looks great. And I'm still staring at it. And I'm like, all right, Allie, you've done enough. Just go on.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Allie, I do want to squeeze in a last question because I am just very interested in your craft and your art. So would you mind being vulnerable with us and maybe sharing maybe not the biggest, but maybe the most memorable balloon mishap that you've had to date? If there is a story that exists.
Oh, okay. So in the beginning, before I used to, so in the very beginning, I used to not get my balloons from a distributor because I just wasn't sure. When you buy balloons from a distributor, you have to buy like tons, you know, you're buying large quantities. So I'm going to buy 100 black, 100 of this. So at the beginning, I didn't do that because I was like, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. I don't need 100 balloons of everything. So in the beginning, I will say I had, this girl calls me and it was a setup. It was a picnic outside. I had never done an outside picnic where it was in the middle of summer. And she calls me and she was like, hey, all of the balloons blew up. And I was like, what? Mind you, I had set it up at like 9 a.m. and she was calling me at like 3. So they had been up for quite some time. But again, it was when I wasn't using, you know, the quality latex balloons that I do now. And like I said, it wasn't until I learned with time. So I ended up actually refunding her. And she felt so bad. She's like, no, but it looks so great. Everything's fine. She was like, it lasted for so long. I just want to let you know for like the future. So, you know, and I was like, no, girl, it's fine. Thank you so much. Like I, you know, now I know better. And that has never happened since, thankfully, because we did switch balloon brands. But during that time, I remember just being like, do you want me to come out right now and like blow it all back up? Like I will. And she was like, no, everyone already saw. I just wanted to let you know, like the heat's just popping them. And that is what taught me to learn and look into the latex and the difference that it makes when you do an outdoor and indoor and what wow. kind of latex you should use.
Who would have ever thought about that? Do you mind dropping the name of the place we should not be buying balloons from? Any
Amazon
secrets? Amazon? Okay.
Definitely.
Any balloons at all from Amazon?
Yeah. And they all have a terrible, terrible smell.
Gotcha. I might crush my opportunity of ever having an Amazon sponsorship, but I'm okay because I want parts to last forever.
Honestly, like if you can buy 3 or 4, because you know, it's so funny. They show you these beautiful pictures. They're right. Like, buy these 50 balloons and you're going to get this. And it's like, that balloon arch has like 300 balloons in it. There's no way that those 50 balloons is going to make that. But they, you know, they show you the beautiful picture and you're like, oh, I can do this. It's fine. And they send you the tape and you're like, I'm going to be able to put it together. The horror stories I've heard is, you know, they're every single time I go to someone's house, they go, I tried to make one and didn't work. And that's when we called you.
Oh, that's so sad, but also just goes to show just your craft, right? Because this isn't an easy thing to do. It's really something you got to hone some skills.
And also learning to not overinflate balloons. So balloons are not supposed to look like egg. Like they're not supposed to like kind of bottleneck out.
I've been blowing up balloons the wrong way my entire life.
Yeah, because that's too much. And then they'll pop a lot easier. So another thing, here's a kicker, the latex and the weather makes the air in the inside expand. So when you blow them up a little bit ahead of time, then the balloon actually itself, when you have a good quality balloon, they won't pop as easy. Like I can grab a balloon and like push on it hard and it won't pop.
You're manipulating them onto this hexagon. Yes. Like you're moving them. Yes. And pushing.
Unless it's a very sharp object, then it will. Obviously it is latex. But most of the time, I mean, I'm moving them and people are like, oh, aren't you scared it's going to pop like in your face? And I was like, honestly, I've had so many of them do that before. But no, I'm not, because I know that they're not going to do that unless one of them randomly like touches my ring or something. So that's why I always have to wear, you know, like I can't wear my rings or anything like that.
Sure. Sure. So you've figured out how not to get a balloon to blow up in your face.
Yes. And that is great, because you would be surprised how much they actually hurt, especially if you have big ones. Like I've had bruises before from them.
Really? Because
if you have like a, you know, you have a 24 inch balloon, it's like this big, or if you have a 36 inch balloon, it's a lot of pressure in there that's just, you know, coming out.
My goodness. Taking one for the team, Allie. You're getting shot at by balloons and just still going at it. I love it. I love it. Well, Allie, thank you so much again for this conversation. It has been truly enlightening. And thank you to our listeners here at Discover Virginia.
Thank you guys.
With that said, you can learn more about Allie and her business, which thrives on making dreams coming to life, who also has a passion for balloons and also making your, just making a great party. For more information, definitely check out the link in the show notes below, and we'll catch you all in another episode. Talk to you later.